afternoon, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
All right.
So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your AEC number for us? Mr. Snell?
Yes.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you please state your full name and your AEC number for us for the record?
Could you repeat that, please?
Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your AEC number for us for the record?
Okay, John William Snell, 82099.
Okay, Mr. Snell, I want to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Moore, the Honorable Mrs. Gabriel Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this afternoon, rather, okay?
Okay.
So you appear before this board for an absolute discharge, home arrest, or regular parole. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
You're currently serving a five-year sentence for sexual conduct with a minor, attempted to commit sexual conduct with a minor. You will become parole eligible on June 9th of this year. Is that your understanding, sir?
I can barely hear you. That was my old charge?
Yes, sir.
My original one?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. According to the institutional progress report that we have, sir, if you were released, you would be retiring for retirement and applying for Social Security. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Okay. And that you have attended some program with you attended the sexual fitness programming and construction, along with the cultural diversity, and along with some other programs. Have you taken any other program on there, sir, that we need to be aware of?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So, sir, on your release plan, you said that you'll be in retirement. Where would you stay at? What do you plan on doing?
Retiring, collecting Social Security, possibly going into labor to compensate. Other than that, pretty much retiring.
Where would you stay at, sir?
Beg your pardon?
Where would you be staying at? Where would you live?
I have no idea. I'm going out homeless.
Okay. So you do have a since end date that actually, you have a since end date that would actually be December 7th of 1921, and then you have a parole eligibility date of June 9th of 19 is when you first began, that I told you before. Also, sir, I'm going to go over your age report that you are actually serving a charge for sexual conduct with a minor, but I see that you had another charge in October of 1990 for a molestation of a child where you received a 17-year sentence. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay. According to the Ames report, it looks like the last discipline, the citation you received was back in 2005 for disobeying the order, sir. Is that your understanding?
Say that again.
The last citation that you received was back in June 5th of 2005. Is that the last one that you recall having?
A ticket?
Yes, sir.
A ticket from all, yes.
So I'm going to go, this is an incident that actually occurred back starting in March 15th of 1990, where you allegedly had sexual conduct with a 14-year-old minor who I believe was your stepson?
Yes.
And guidelines. He eventually reported it to his mom. You denied it in, at first, but you later on admitted to performing oral sex on him between the ages of 10 and between 10 to 15 times. Is that about right?
Yeah, if I heard you right, yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me, sir, what occurred during that period of time that had you incarcerated?
Let's see. That's a while back. I molested him 4 times. I was very upset at the time. Pretty backward. No, that's about it. You had the report. It sounded right.
Okay.
I got a lot of noise over here, and I'm trying to listen to you and give you as accurate of information as I can.
Okay, so you actually pled guilty to it, and you did some time. You were released out on probation. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, in October of 1990 is when you were sentenced to the 17 years that were going to run consecutive to another count that you had. You were released in 2007. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and when you were released, you were placed on probation, and I believe you had your probation violated a couple of times, but 3 times at least. Is that right?
Yes. Each
time you were reinstated on your probation. And then in 2015, you were reinstated on your probation. However, in June of 2016, you again violated the probation. And at that time, a hearing was held because you were still using alcohol. And then you were again reinstated on your probation. Then in April of 2017, you were revoked, your probation was revoked. And at that hearing, you were sentenced to 5 years to be served in the Arizona Department of Correction. And that's the current sentence that you're serving as part of count two. Is that right?
For what?
You're currently, after your fifth probation violation and being reinstated, you were sentenced to 5 years in prison. And that's the current sentence that you're serving right now in prison. Is that right?
Okay,
so it appears that in all of your hearings, sir, the reason that you were violated had to do with alcohol. Do you have an alcohol problem?
No, not that I know of.
So what was the problem with you when you were originally released? Why did you keep getting revoked, violated, and reinstated?
Originally on my plea bargain, it was I could drink moderately, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I was never driving with this. I was always at home, and I could drink moderately, okay? And then they wanted to change it all of a sudden. I'd been out there for almost 10 years. I had even signed my paper to get off of lifetime probation because I had finished SOTD.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I had been going through all this, you know, for the last 10 years, and I've been drinking moderately. I didn't, you know, go out and drive a car. I didn't do anything like that, and it was, you know, the original sentence. Well, they came in one day and decided that that wasn't going to happen, and I got violated for it. And I just kept drinking, but, you know, it wasn't every day or anything.
So basically, each time that they violated you, it had to do with alcohol. So,
right.
There were several times that you actually do it. So, if you got out and you were still on probation, so are you still going to drink or what?
Well, I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
Say again?
I said, you said probably not?
Probably not, no.
Okay. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Mr. Neal.
Yes, sir. So when you were on probation, you say when you got out of prison that they didn't have a condition to not drink. Okay, fine. I don't have the condition to release, so I can't verify that. But so the first time you were violated and they're talking about changing the rules and everything else, weren't you told at that time not to drink anymore?
Yes.
And And then the second time you were violated, you were told not to drink anymore?
Yes.
And the third time, you were told not to drink anymore?
Yes.
Okay, so when you were finally, when probation was finally revoked and you were sentenced for 5 years, you knew you were supposed to drink now, but you continued to drink anyway. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so seeing no more questions coming, I have one more question. So they tried to put you in a program for alcohol and at the VA, and actually they said that you went to the program and you reeked of alcohol. So were you not wanting to get any help or what, sir?
Say that again.
They put you in a program, they tried to put you in a program at the VA.
Oh, yeah, and I graduated that program.
But the original time that you went there, they didn't accept you because you had been drinking. Is that right?
Say that again?
The original time that you went there, you had been drinking, so they didn't accept you there. Is that right?
No, they always let me in, yeah. I've never been drinking when I was going there. I don't know. They expected you to come in sober and be able to do whatever they wanted you to do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, sir, the board's about to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke, whether to grant or deny your parole. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
No.
Okay. So the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. How about I need you to remain silent? We'll make a determination whether to grant or deny your parole, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now into discussion. Mrs. Noel has been, was released out, and he violated his probation several times until he was finally violated and sentenced to 5 years, which he's serving this 5-year sentence at this time. According to the information that we have, Mrs. Noel was violated on each of those occasions for drinking alcohol. I did ask him if he had a alcohol problem, and he said no, he didn't think so. But I also asked him if he was released out on parole again or probation, would he still be drinking? And he said he probably not. So he didn't really indicate it. I think that Mrs. Snell would not be a good candidate to be released out on regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, as he does have a sentence end date of December 7th of 21. And he has, that's within about another year and a half, almost 2 years. But I think that it would be best for him to go ahead and complete his time. He wouldn't have to worry about drinking, being on any parole or home arrest or community supervision, which, based on his previous record on probation, I don't think that he would be a good candidate to be out on home arrest. He would violate. So that's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. There are no comments coming from the colleagues, and I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. John Snell, ADC number 082-099, parole to his next parole, absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest at this time.
I'm a second.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I'm also going to ask for a 1-year set off.
Agreed.
Motion by Ms. Thomas, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Pagans, Mr. Moore. Type release denies for 12A, 411, home arrest. The reason for denial is going to be that I'm going to say that it was a trauma to the victim, serious and deadly offense. The age of the victim, as it was a minor when this all started. Mark that he violated previous probation of the world. Also mark a pre-defender as this happened over a period of time. I'm going to mark a poor release plan because the only release plan he has is that he doesn't have a place to stay or be released homeless. And no family or community support. Those are going to be the reasons for denial. Mr. Snell?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to deny you parole for an absolute discharge, regular parole, or home arrest. We also have voted to set your hearing off that within the next year you'll be eligible by the Department of Corrections to have another hearing before this board is served. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Did you hear your reasons for denial, sir?
Okay, so you're done. From what I understand, you're denying me, and I get to talk to you next year?
Yeah, you'll be eligible to come back before this board in a year, sir. Did you hear the reasons for your denial, sir?
No, that's all right.
Okay, well, let me just go over real quick what you get. Serious indecent offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, she violated previous probation and parole. You're a repeat offender as this incident happened over a period of time. Poor or no release plan and no family or community support, sir. So, Mr. Snell? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, sir, could you just put the CO3 back on the phone? Thank you for participating. Let's conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Put the CO3 on the line. Yes, sir.